Good morning and praise be to Jesus. Now, here we come to the conclusion of the eating of meat sacrificed to idols and eating meat that is sold in the market, eating meat that is in a family, eating meat in a place of worship, eating meat. We need to ask ourselves, what are we eating? We are eating meats, we are eating foods. That's number one. Why are we eating? Where are we eating? How are we eating? Now, for us, we need to ask all those questions so that we can make a choice whether to eat or not to eat. Should we eat? As we eat, wherever we eat, should we eat for ourselves? I think this Paul now talks about, as a summary of what you've been talking about, and that we get it from the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 10, from verses 23 to 33, 10 verses. We are now going to get the summary or the principles that we have been talking about. And these are the principles. I have the right to do anything. Because you have got strong conscience, you have the right, the freedom to do anything, they say. But not everything that is beneficial. I think the first principle for us to determine whether to eat meat in whatever area is what I'm doing beneficial to me. Is it beneficial to the others? Is it beneficial to the kingdom of God? Who is it benefiting? If it benefits me and it does not benefit the other person whom the Lord Jesus died for, is it then beneficial? If it's beneficial to other people but is not beneficial to me and is not beneficial to the furthering of the kingdom of God, is it ultimately beneficial? So Paul says one of the principles of the truth is, yes, we can eat, we can do anything, we can eat all or whatever we are eating, it's okay. Eat as much as you can, but ask yourself before you eat, is it beneficial? Then you say, I have the right to do anything, but is it constructive? Now, number two, yes, I can eat anything, but I have the right to do anything, but is it constructive? Is it building up? Is it adding value to the rest of the people? No one should seek their own good, but the good of others. Now, this is a cardinal principle that we had already said that we have got four truths that guide us, four lights that guide us. Does it glorify God? That's a key one. Number two, is it for the people's good? Paul says that do not seek your own good, verse 24, but seek the good of others. Let whatever we do be the good of others. If what we are doing is not the good of others, do not. Is it for your own growth? Does it bring growth? Does it make you a better person than you are? If it doesn't, then stop it. Or does it defeat the powers and the enemies of God, like grabbing, like idolatry, like jealousy? If it doesn't really fight those things, stop it. He continued with the principle. Eat anything sold in the market without raising questions of concerns. Now, he comes to the food and says, if the food is sold in the market, don't raise concerns, eat. And especially anything sold in the market, when you buy, whatever sacrifice that was intended for that food is finished by your buying. It is called the principle of buying, just like the way Jesus bought us. We are bought at a price. And so for that reason, the principle of ownership changes by buying. So whatever was sacrificed and we buy, that's why we should not seek things that are free. And if they're free, we should get to know why are being done. So when we are eating, eat without raising any concerns because you have bought them. Why? For the Lord, for the earth is the Lord's and anything in it. He continues, if a believer invites you to a meal and you want to eat, to go eat whatever is put before you without raising questions of concerns. Now he now comes to home, not only the market. If a believer invites you, that's not a believer. When what people eat at home, it's not just about sacrifices. Come because they have invited and your concerns are screened. Go. But if someone says to you, this has been offered in sacrifice. Now, he now gets from the market to a home. He goes to a sacrifice. Sacrifices are done in particular places. Then do not eat it, both for the sake of the one who told you and for the sake of concerns. I'm referring to the other person's concerns, not yours. For why is it my freedom being judged by another's concerns? If I take part in a meal with thanksgiving, with thankfulness, why am I denounced because of something I thank God for? So, this is the conclusion. Whether you eat or drink, or whatever you do, do it for the glory of God. Do not cause anyone to stumble, whether the Jew, the Greek, or the Church of God. Even as I try to please everyone in every way, for I am not seeking my own good, but the good of many, so that they may be saved. Father, thank you for helping us to have the principles that we can be able to live by, and especially in an idolized culture. Help us to know that whatever we do, it's for the good of the people, is for the glory of God. Help us not, Lord, to praise ourselves, but to praise God. In Jesus' name we pray.